Welcome to Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas Farm Bureau is a grassroots organization, and hearing from our members is important to us. And one way we do that is by having issue surfacing meetings. And in to talk about what those issue surfacing meetings are and how they contribute to the organization is District 5 Resolutions Committee member Travis Mason and Resolutions Committee Chair Jeff Grossenbacher. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you, Shelby.
Well, thank you.
Jeff, to get us started, could you just share what is the Resolutions Committee?
Sure, Shelby. The Resolutions Committee in Kansas is made up of one person from each of our 10 districts and one an ex officio member from the State Women's Committee and the State YF&R Committee. They meet three times a year, and they bring in the ideas that our members have brought up at different listening posts or issue surfacing meetings and listen to experts on the, if they need to know more about the subject matter, and then formulate language and send that language back out to the grassroots members to see if they like it or don't like it, and then put a final formulation to the language to be presented for resolutions process at our state annual meeting in early December.
And Travis, as someone who serves on the committee from a district, how do people get onto serving on the resolutions committee?
So the resolutions committee members are appointed by the district board representative. So if somebody was wanting to get on the committee, find out who your district board representative is and let them know that you're interested in it, and they can appoint you to that position. They're 3-year terms, and so I have one more year left in my term. So the fifth district board representative, Dan Schmidt, will be looking for somebody to replace me after this following year. So,
and could you touch a little bit on what your experience has been like on the resolutions committee?
You know, it's been pretty eye-opening. Now, I've been fairly active in Farm Bureau for a number of years, but really hadn't been involved that much with the policy development side. So once you understand the whole process, it's, you know, it just goes to show and teach you how powerful the grassroots side of policy development, how powerful that is when you get to Topeka and just exactly how that works. You know, there's times where us as a resolutions committee think we have a great idea on how policy should be, and our members inform us, you know, that that's not the case how they want it to be, and that's great. That's how the whole process works, and everything comes from the grassroots members up. So
Travis, you mentioned hearing what your members want is important, and that's part of the reason issue surfacing meetings exist. Could you guys touch a little bit about what they are and what their purpose is beyond just telling you guys information for the resolutions committee?
So what we have coming up here is issue surfacing, and that is exactly as it states. It's a place for members to bring issues forward, any policy changes or any problems that they're having, whether it be in their local area, their county or state or federal policy, any issues they're having, it's a place to bring it forward, have that discussion with other members. You know, there might be others that are having the same issues that just aren't voicing them. And to bring all those ideas forward for the resolutions committee to dive deeper into those here as we move into the summer.
It's also an opportunity, Shelby, to educate our members if there's an issue out there that we're aware of that they might need to have some expertise brought forward to them so they can help them formulate their ideas and concerns a little better. Many of our issue surfacing meetings will have an expert or two there that talk about a certain subject.
Even if someone doesn't have an issue that comes straight to mind of why they would attend the issue surfacing meeting, is it important for people to go just to gain knowledge about what's happening in Kansas and in agriculture?
Absolutely. It's a good opportunity to interact with other members from their region and hear what their concerns are, because it might light the light bulb for them that they have the same concern but just hadn't been thinking about it, or get a different perspective on the issue.
Yeah, I would completely agree with Jeff there. I mean, even if you do not have something that comes to your mind that needs a change, somebody else might have an idea that you either support or you don't support. And it's a great opportunity to have that discussion as a group and to mold how the policy moves forward.
We've talked about how the policy moves forward and goes from the grassroots to the committee to annual meeting to be voted on. Could you share an example of something that was first raised at an issue surfacing meeting and went through the process?
One of the more famous ones is PL 480, or Food for Peace, that was brought forward in a issue surfacing in the 50s in Northwest Kansas by an individual, moved through our Kansas resolutions process, went to the national resolutions process, and was signed into law by President Eisenhower back in the 50s, was further enhanced by Kennedy and the Lyndon Johnson administration in the 60s. That's an example of an individual has an idea and it becomes national law and is providing food for needy people around the world, that farmers can provide that food. Other examples, the use value appraisal in Kansas was formulated through the resolutions process that keeps our property taxes on an even keel, takes out the highs and lows. Property taxes and taxes on machinery and equipment and parts was an idea that was formulated in Kansas Farm Bureau years ago and got taken off. And that's a huge savings for farmers and ranchers across the state.
I might add one more and more, you know, here recently was the health plans. I mean, you know, members that, you know, through issue surfacing and stuff were mentioning that, you know, affordable health insurance was a major hurdle for their operations and in which that led to the KFB health plans that has been a great asset to many of our members.
Yeah, another recent one would be removing taxes from fencing materials. The grass fires across Southwest Kansas brought up the issue that replacing those miles and miles of fences, they were being taxed for the materials and just recently got that tax taken off so they can go buy steel posts and wire fencing and et cetera, without being taxed. And the new apprenticeship program, that was a need that was brought up from the members and is just currently being enacted and formulated, but it looks like it's really going to take off.
Is every issue that is brought up at an issue surfacing meeting, does it make it through the whole process, or do you have to prioritize different things that the committee finds valuable?
We'll meet after every district across the state has issue surfacing. We will meet as an entire resolutions committee, and we will go through those. There are some issues that somebody brings up that do not make it through the whole process, that get stopped when we go through there, that, you know, maybe it's a policy that affects, you know, a certain county or a certain area of Kansas, but yet that policy would not fit the rest of the state. And we got to keep in mind that these are statewide policies. And so that's the whole idea, is to bring those forward to the committee, have a discussion, you know, dive deeper into that and see what the repercussions of it are. And so there are times where us as a committee will, you know, basically stop that policy. However, the way the process works is, you know, if somebody feels passionate about that, they have the opportunity to bring that forward at annual meeting and go with it from there. So it doesn't, if the committee decides not to move forward on it, that is not necessarily the end of it. It can still be brought up at annual meeting to the delegate body and move forward from there. So.
I also might add that after each one of our three meetings, if an issue has been brought forward before the resolutions committee, that individual is notified as to what has taken place and what action was taken by the committee, whether it was moved forward or need for more information on the subject matter. Also, they might be notified that maybe that policy is already, or issues already covered in the national issues, which many people don't remember that policy that is in our national book is also our policy. And sometimes they don't realize we already have it covered.
And just to come back to that grassroots organization, It starts with the issue surfacing meetings or something like that, goes to resolutions committee, but it essentially comes back to the members to decide yes or no, or if they like the wording. Could you talk about what that process at annual meeting looks like sometimes?
At the state annual meeting, you never know what the issue is going to have more discussion or not. That lots of times we identify issues that think, boy, there's going to be a lot of discussion on it on this subject, and it'll sail right through, and then something will come out of the blue that we hadn't even thought about that creates an hour-long discussion. One that comes to mind years ago were roundabouts. We talked about roundabouts for hours on end. Didn't realize it was that big of an issue in the state, but the members thought it was. So the individual members that are delegates of the state annual meeting have the say and have the call as to what we discuss the most or the least about. It's not up to the resolutions committee. They just put language to that individual idea, and then it's up to the members whether they move it forward or not.
If members do have an issue they'd like to bring up but aren't able to make it to the issue surfacing meeting, is there somehow they can still participate and have input in Kansas Farm Bureau policy?
Absolutely. Members are always more than welcome to get a hold of their resolutions committee member for their district and share their thoughts and concerns and ideas. Also, another great method is the online submission form for policies, and that's found on the Kansas Farm Bureau webpage. Every year we get a number of issues surfaced that way, and yeah, it reach out to their state board member.
Also reach out to your county boards. They can bring issues on forward too. We have numerous ways to bring issues forward.
And I think it's also important to mention that, you know, we have the process here that starts with issue surfacing where all the ideas get brought forward. But say we get past the issue surfacing meetings and an issue comes forward. This is really just a year long. We're always accepting issues. Just because we're past the issue surfacing meetings doesn't mean an issue can't be brought forward. It's nice when they're brought forward this early. It gives us as the resolutions committee plenty of time to research the topic, bring speakers in to discuss the topic and really put a good thought process together before annual meeting. But at any time throughout the year, we're always more than welcome to start that discussion on a new issue.
That can start just hours before the annual meeting. We have the open discussion of resolutions where an individual member can bring up an idea or a thought the day before the delegate session. So we're always open to ideas and thoughts for the resolutions process.
Gentlemen, thank you both so much for taking the time to join me today and talking about the issue surfacing meetings, which is one way Kansas Farm Bureau values the members' input. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Shelby.
Thank you, Shelby.
That was Resolutions Committee Chair Jeff Grossenbacher and District 5 Resolutions Committee member Travis Mason. If you would like to attend your issue surfacing meetings, some of them are posted and coming up soon, and you can contact your county coordinator or field service manager. You can also get information like this from Kansas Farm Bureau's e-newsletters. You can sign up for those by going to www.kfb.org/e-news. And you can find the online issue surfacing form by going to kfb.org and searching for issue surfacing. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.